Oh, well. What do we have here? I see my brother tied you up in a very compromising position. Yeah, your arms, each one tied to the opposite side of the room. Oh. And your legs spread open with this little bar in between that prevents you from moving your ankles closer together. Just leaving you in this very, very vulnerable position. Just the way I like it. Oh. I guess you've heard of me. Well, you've met my younger brother. Yeah, he told me a few months back that he got a new pet. You were very, very disobedient. And he didn't know if he could break you in. Well, that's why he called me over to help with that. See, my brother just likes to play with his pets. He's not very good at training them, not very good at disciplining them. But I am. In fact, it's actually my job. Yes. Yeah, I discipline and train other pets for other vampires. I was just in Mexico last week. Yeah. I was helping this other vampire with his very, very unruly pet. Oh, it took a couple of days, but they are now so, so obedient. Other vampires are very, very satisfied with my work. Don't worry. This won't be a painful process. In fact, I don't really, really like causing pain to pets. I prefer pleasure. Oh, you look so nervous. Look at me, pet. You're kind of cute, actually. My brother has very, very good taste. First thing I want you to do is bark for me. Can you do that? Bark, bark. Oh, you're so cute, like a cute puppy. Bark for me. Louder, puppy. Bark for me. Bark like you really, really want something from me. Cute. So, no pet. pressure to break my pets in. You like that, pet? When I put my hand in your inner thigh. You're so warm, pet. So tempted to take a bite. Take a bite out of your inner thigh. I can feel the blood rushing through there. You know what? I'm pretty sure my brother won't mind if I took a little bite. Let me just get down. I must say, pet, you have a cute little butt. Yeah. All right, pet. I'm gonna take a bite out of your inner thigh. And 3, 2, 1. Oh, that was good. That was really good. Don't worry, pet. I just took a little. Oh, you like that, pet? Oh, bark for me. Bark for me. Oh, I love it when you bark. Now, here's what I usually do. I usually make pets grind against me. Yeah, I make them grind against me, against my hand, usually, until they get really hot. Until they're right on that edge, and they just need to pop. Oh, and I make them wait. I make them sit on that edge as long as they can. Make them do all kinds of things, make them make all kinds of noises, make them say they want me to own them. Sometimes I make them call me master. I make them call me sir. That's all I gotta do right now, pet. Let me just put my hand in between your legs. Right. In your most sensitive of areas. Oh wow, pet. You are so wet right now. Just the thought of me doing that to you really got you excited, didn't it, pet? Okay. From this moment on, I don't want you to reply with words. Whenever I say something, whenever I ask a question, you are just to bark. You are to like a good little puppy. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to call you right now. Ooh, in this session, you're going to be my very, very remember what happens when you disobey an order from your vampire master. Well, yes, because you were turned by my brother into his pet, I too have the ability to command you. And when you disobey my commands, oh, you're overcome by this intense feeling of pleasure that won't stop, that won't reach its climax until you follow through on my orders. So, this is what I want you to do, Pat. I want you to grind up against my hand. Oh, wow. It's like you're... It's almost like you're slapping it against my hand. Oh, I like that. You are by far the neediest pet I've ever come across. Yeah, keep doing it. Keep grinding. Keep slapping it against my hand. Mm. Yeah. Buckle those hips, pet. Yeah, grind up against me. Keep going. Keep going, pet. Yeah, you're good, good. You want me to pull your hair while you're grinding up against me? Did you just give me an order, puppy? Were you to give me an order? But I'll do it. Oh, you really like it when I pull your hair back while you're grinding up against me. You are one naughty puppy. Bark for me, puppy. Bark, bark. What? I can't hear you, puppy. I want you to bark harder for me. Harder, puppy. I want to hear your pleads through your barks. Alright, just like that. Okay. Now stop, puppy. Stop grinding against me. Okay. Let me do some of the work now. You like that, puppy? You like that when I rub my hand there? You are really... really warm and really, really moist down there right now. You are practically dripping wet. That's right. Moan for me, puppy. Moan. I love hearing you so. So desperate and so, so needy. Okay, puppy, go back to grinding up against my hand. Nice and slow. I don't want you to go too fast. I think I was spoiling you. I can never be a good disciplinarian if I always spoil you, puppy. Oh. Although, you are really, really cute. And I am so, so tempted to spoil you in every way. But right now, going nice and slow. Moan for me, puppy. I want you to moan while you're grinding up against me. Moan harder, puppy. Yeah, that's right. Okay, no, stop. Stop grinding up against me. I want you to feel something, puppy. You feel it, puppy. You feel my sigh. Well, if you're a good puppy, maybe I can give it to you as a treat. I'll allow you to grind up against it just a little bit. Go ahead, puppy. Grind up against me. Can you feel it, puppy? Feel how big it is. Feel how thick it is. Feel how much it's throbbing. Like I said, if you're a good puppy, I'll give it to you as a treat. Of course, I'm a man of my word. I've given it to all the pets I've disciplined after they've proven to me that they were now obedient pets. So you're gonna have to prove it to me, puppy. You're gonna have to prove that you're an obedient pet. Maybe I can give you a taste of it.
No, puppy, not like that. So dirty.
I meant, maybe I can let you grind up against it. Usually for this first session, I'd let a pet finish using my hand. But since you are my brother's pet, maybe I can have a little fun with you. Okay, puppy. I'll allow you to grind up against me. Yes, of course. Ooh, does my size excite you? I bet you can feel how thick and warm it is underneath my pants. Bark for me, puppy. Bark like a good puppy while you're grinding up against me. Keep going, puppy. Grind. I must say, this does feel quite good. What? You want me to pull your hair again? Alright, I can do that. Yeah. Submit to me, puppy. Be my obedient little pet. Bark. Bark, puppy. You down, and when you do, I expect you to finish. But don't you dare even think about finishing before I say finish, okay? All right. was I? All right. 8, 7, 6. Keep going, puppy. Keep going. 5. Oh, would it help if I thrusted my hips a little? That. Actually, I like it. I like rubbing up against you while you're grinding up against me. In fact, let's start from the top. All right. 10. While you're grinding up against me, I'll be thrusting into you. 9. So close, puppy. 1. Bark for me, puppy. Bark really, really hard. Keep barking. Finish. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop, puppy. Gushing. Oh, bark for me. Bark, bark. Oh, wow. Well, that was really, really fun, puppy. I really did enjoy discipline. And you know the best part, puppy? This is just our first session. We have so much more to go. And don't worry, at the end, I'll give you that nice, hot, thick reward that you will so, so deserve. Alright, puppy. Let me just get your arms loose. You're gonna need to take the rest of the day off after that session. Don't worry. I'll tell my brother. He'll let you rest.